you don't have to do these exercises all at once. You can do them in different days, and of course you can go back and redo any of the exercises that might be valuable for you in your healing. You may want to allow time in between exercises and also between the different scenarios of this exercise. In this next scenario, we will experience the immobility death response. I want you to check first to see if you feel resourced enough to do this exercise at this time. And again, if at any time the exercise or any exercise becomes too intense, stop, take your time, and return to it at another time. In this scenario, again, we have the elk grazing in the meadow, the young running around, and the larger, more mature elk standing around the herd. This time, the mountain lion lunges forward, and the herd take off again up the hill. But one of the more sickly elk lags behind and becomes the target for the charging mountain lion. In a flash, the mountain lion leaps and grabs that elk in its powerful jaws around its neck and wrestles it down to the ground. Now just feel your body, feel your neck, feel your back, and now just let go of the image and allow that sensation to be there. Allow it to be there. And also, if you can, when it settles a little bit, become aware if anywhere in your body there's the part that feels less constricted, less tense, less frightened, and then again move back and forth very slowly and easily between those two sensations. Just let the image go for now and focus on your body sensations, the shifting back and forth between the tension, the constriction, and the part where there's some releasing and opening. Just take as much time again as you need. Take all the time that you need. The mountain lion grasps the neck of the elk, twists it, and pulls it to the ground. And at that moment, and as you identify for now with the elk, your body collapses and becomes immobile. And you lay there as though you were dead. There's no pain, no fear. There's just nothing. And feel that nothingness. Know that nothingness. Sense the void. Note how you experience the void in your being at this moment. Whether there's blackness or blankness, whatever the experience is of nothing for you right now, of nothingness, just know it. Just feel the immobility. Feel that death. And as you observe this, looking at it from the outside, it almost seems like at that moment when the mountain lion locks its jaw on the neck of the elk and throws it to the ground, it's like it collapses into the earth. And as you're in that state that's like death, it's not really death, it's immobility, that you can't move, that your body is unable to do anything except to just lie there and just to know that experience. And even though there's no movement at all, you may still be aware of certain sensations. For example, your heart beating, and even your breath, and feel both of that as part of the immobility, as part of the death-like state. Continuing now, I ask you to imagine at the moment that the elk surrenders to death, that its spirit rises up and diffuses into the sky, so that its body is laying there, but its spirit has been freed. Its spirit has been released to wander and soar. And as you think of that image, as you think of its spirit disconnecting and soaring, again, just notice what your internal experience is like. Whatever sensations, movements, feelings, pictures, thoughts, and even if it's mundane, just notice it. Just notice whatever is in your field of awareness of consciousness. And take the time that you need to do that. So in the last scenario, we left all the parts of the spirit dissipated out into the cosmos. Now I want you to now imagine that two of those pieces in some way recognize each other and come back towards the body and find a place to be in the body of that elk, and then another, and then another. And that with each breath that you take, more and more pieces come together. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, about 250, 500, 1,000, 2,000. With each breath, the particles come together. 4,000. The particles come together more and more. 8,000. 16,000. 32,000. 64,000. With each breath, the particles come together, recognizing where they belong in a new and in a perfect relationship. With each breath, the particles come back and find their rightful place in the body. And as if by magic, the older, more sickly elk rises on its knees, onto its legs, begins to shake and tremble gently, and then feels itself reborn and young and new and vital. As you hold this image of all of these parts coming back into the body, bringing the body back into vitality and into health, into wholeness, what is your experience right now? Again, please, without any judgment, whatever the experience is, feel it fully. Notice the sensations, the feelings, the emotions, pictures, thoughts, whatever comes into your consciousness, just accept it, allow it to be there. And the mountain lion is no longer there as the herd graze restfully, peacefully, the young playing and jumping, suckling for their mother's milk, together again as a herd, safe, grounded, And all around you are the strong, dominant males and females that protect the herd. And just let this experience settle and be. Take all the time you need.